should work more than you get commission, and all the salesperson know that the only time you can meet more customer is after office hour. Today we are discussing some unpopular opinions. Okay, actually we are thinking of doing this like a series lah. A series of unpopular opinions. This is our second one that we have done. If you have not watched our first one yet, please go check it out. You just search for unpopular opinion in our channel. You should find it. Today's unpopular opinion is work-life balance is a myth. I think especially for women, it is true.
Yeah.
Like, people talk about women
Whoever created that sentence in the first place, by the way.
You can have a balance if you have 48 hours a day.
No. Even you have 48, you're never enough.
It's never enough.
Yeah.
I think as a mom, especially, it's difficult.
Yeah, you have a kid and then you know. My question is, who even gave that sentence a life in the first place? You know, that sentence is not even supposed to be
edited.
Like now
it has become so popular. Right? Something balance, work-life balance.
That's what people wish and hope for.
Yeah, I know.
You know, people give things that they don't have and they hope for it. But the truth is, it's not work that way.
I used to believe in work-life balance that it's possible. But it is not possible because you only have 24 hours a day. In that 24 hours, if you choose to do more of something, then you have to choose to do less of something.
Yep.
Time doesn't lie. It is as it is, right? Like, for example, if you start something at the very beginning, where got work-life balance?
Yeah.
It's work all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
So you just assume like you're in the corporate world, career, and compete with another man or compete with another woman. Okay? You would come here and tell me, no, I don't compete with anyone. I compete with myself. Bullshit. Okay, you compete with yourself, you should don't work for corporate world. You know, if you want to work for corporate world, the bad news is you have to compete with someone.
Even if
you're
not intentionally competing, people are comparing.
Yes, and they book you in the desk comparison situation of the race. You actually in the race with other people without you even knowing.
Yes,
you would tell me like, oh, I never looking to get promoted. Great, because your boss is look at you right now. You don't improve, you don't perform. They rather let you go, right?
Or hire someone cheaper.
Hire someone cheaper than keep you, and they don't know why they have to keep you. Or you're so good and you improve so quick, then too bad, you need to be a boss. Now you're going to be a boss, another person will not happy with you to pull you down, or you have to take more responsibility or get higher pay. It's a common sense, and people come and make it up about like,
now I'm not competing with people, you know, I go work because I just want to make a living and then I go home with my wife and my kid or my family, whatever.
That's what you thought to yourself to numb yourself and get out from the stress of the reality is it's not work that way.
I think whether you like it or not, the moment you work for somebody, we're talking about corporate now, right? The moment you work for somebody, you are not comparing yourself, maybe, but you are being compared regardless.
Yeah.
It's
not your
choice. You're in a situation where the comparison is already happening.
Yeah.
Like last time when I used to be in corporate world, this is not about comparison, this is about work-life balance.
Yeah.
I used to think, I made it such that I have balance in my way. But then again, now that I think about it, it's not truly balanced.
Yeah.
I stopped taking calls at 6:30 p.m. maybe. So I just don't take any calls at all at 6:30 p.m. Client calls, basically numbers that I don't recognize, I don't take. Right? And it was balanced for me. But at the same time, it also means that right now I have made a choice to prioritize. Yes, and to
unless
to prioritize my life on top of work is a conscious choice, it's an intentional choice. But like what Anne says, then I don't get promotion, I get lower commission and all that because I'm just not as responsive.
Yep. I used to work corporate world too, so
it's
I
the
understand
same,
what
yeah.
is.
Especially
you know, like your boss
service,
will like
right?
I'm not going to say I'm talking bad about my ex-boss, but I am talking bad about him right now in front of you, right? And that's why I run my own business. I'm done. I'm tired with that, right? So I still remember the time that I'm a top sell in my company. And I'm a top seller for any company I work. Yeah, you can say I'm cocky. Yes, that's who am I. I know I bring a big money for any company I work. You know, I'm proud of that. I'm not going to need anything to hide about that.
So, it's proven. Nah. It's not
it's proven.
Like,
it's something that,
there, yeah.
It's not something that I make it up, you know. And then I'm run company. I should be the top seller in my company. No doubt on that, right? Mm-hmm. So I still remember that I worked there like for almost like 6 months already. Every month I top sell. Of course, other sell person not happy with me. Talk bad about me, do things behind my back. And my character as standard, I pull them straight to the face. I say, anything you want to tell me? And I make her feel embarrassing in the whole cell room, which is like around another eggmogger watching it. Because I want everybody to witness that. Don't try to play with me, okay? I'm not the type of girl you come here, you can play. That's one accident. The HR called me up and say like,
I need to be nice with my colleague and don't threatening them in front of a CCTV of the building.
Then I say, okay, then just fire me then. You know, I'm challenging the HR because I know I make money in the room of sell girl, 10 person. I'm the only one. Give them salary. Okay, that's how cocky I am. Okay, and I'm the only foreigner in the room. Okay, I'm just say that for you to understand how confident I am. I said, they just fire me then. They try to sweet talk. They try to make that girl happy, me happy. They don't fire me, of course. And then after that, I feel less motivated because I'm start feel like, so no matter how hard I work in 10 people in the cell room, another 9 person, it's just because they're not foreigner like me, they will get more pampered. So I have to take care of the rest, which is I'm okay with it. You know, I'm living here for the last 10 years. I understand the rule of the game in this country. Okay, I don't blame them. I don't blame how the country run. I'm just say that if the boss appreciate me, maybe it would never lead to that. But this is the way I call like a tip of the water drop, right? I work very hard. Every day I work until I don't see my daughter. I only reach home by 11 p.m. It's me office hour. You know, they told you you work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., right? But this is what the boss always tell me. But if you have to, I don't ask you to work, but if you have to and you need the room is have aircon and available for you to serve customer. What he tried to say is,
you should work more than you get commission and all the sales person know that. The only time you can meet more customers is after office hour when they are free.
When they are free, right? My client was free to see me. So I work from 5 to 11 p.m. every day in weekday. That's why I'm a top sell. It means I'm not a kind of lazy. It means my boss at home can have sex with his wife right now so can see me working. Do you get what I mean? And at that moment, when that accident that I'm fight with another girl, I was stop working at 5. It mean all day, whatever the cell girl do, I do exactly the same. They go for a tea break 20 times a day. They go drink coffee. They eat. Exactly when they go, I will go. Right? Because you say you want to treat me as equal, which is we say like balance. I do exactly like you. Because at the time, I already don't care anymore. I just want to quit my job already. And for a month like that, he will call me down nonstop. They say, you're a drop performer. This month, you're not even in the charge. You're in the bottom. What happened? You know? Then I say, nothing happened. I just follow what you tell me. Listen to HR, be a good girl. Now I've been a good girl. Basically, I give attitude back, right? I say, no, that's not what her mean. You know, don't like sensitive. You know, how about this? We'll give you a different room, separate with the girl, and then you work.
Actually, they could have just told you that you can. I think the best sales thing, especially for sales, that is
for like don't treat that us is, as stupid, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if the girl who can bring you money on the table, she definitely not dumb. If she can close the deal 10-20k per customer for you, it means she's not stupid. Don't treat her like $2
yes,
kind of person, right?
And then I think the best solution for this may have been like the company says you can just come in whatever time you like. So then you can stay at home until maybe 2 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you start work at 2 p.m. and you end it up. You get what I'm trying to say? That would have been, maybe that would have been worked better. Because anyway, during the office hours, the customers have no time to meet you.
Yeah.
So,
but that is the typical. I pay you salary. Yes, want to see correct. Your face, right?
So. I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know. Okay, so what you're trying to say here is also like just when we talk about comparison, right?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, even if you're just doing your own stuff, you will be compared.
Yeah, but that's also, I come back to the work-life balance that I want to highlight.
There's
here.
No balance then. When you were trying to earn a high
if I
income,
do exactly the job that I'm supposed to do from 9 to 5, mm-hmm. I have nothing to bring home to my family. So right. The truth is, I have to sacrifice the time that I'm supposed to be with my daughter.
To earn money.
Mm-hmm. Which means that I'm not type of balance.
There's no balance, what?
Yeah, I lose time of seeing my daughter to make money so I can take care of her.
This is
what people tell, they try to plant into your brain of work-life balance. No, you rather choose to really, really have to give up your career and your life and, you know, build your life again, and you don't see the children and don't complain.
And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.